Jess in with you this morning. Now, as we know, we do have restrictions in place. The COVID numbers, unfortunately, are rising from state to state across the country at the moment. In New South Wales, we are just waiting to hear what the numbers are like for today. Yesterday, there was a case reported in the Hunter New England Health District, but in Glen Innes, so quite far from us. But to give us some details this morning, Dr. David Durheim, public health physician with Hunter New England Health, joins me. Dr. Dave, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, thank you, Jess.
Now, this case in Glen Innes, explain to us, it was a minor who'd been in the Northern Territory?
Yes, unfortunately, there was a person who flew to the mine, a minor who was, our understanding, infected in Brisbane and who unfortunately had a large number of close contacts up in the mine, which is called Granite Gold Mine, up in the Tanami Desert in the Northern Territory. Our case worked very closely. It was a close contact of this individual and unfortunately developed telltale symptoms on his way back home. He did the right thing. He's been in isolation and he's been confirmed and is currently in isolation. So no one in the community in New South Wales has been placed at risk by this gentleman.
Yeah. And apparently this isn't linked to the Bondi cluster either?
No, no link at all. So unfortunately, we've got COVID coming down from the north and COVID, hopefully we're going to keep it down in the south. But yes, the Bondi cluster is obviously of great concern and the measures that New South Wales government have taken are appropriate. Clearly, our government does not like to shut things down any more than they have to. And unfortunately, this Delta variant is very transmissible from what we've seen now in Sydney. And so it's totally appropriate that Sydney's gone into a lockdown and that we've reintroduced important measures to keep the community safe up here in regional New South Wales.
Can you explain to us a little bit more about this Delta variant? Where has this particular variant come from?
So the Delta variant was previously called the Indian variant, and it, as we know, caused absolute havoc in India. It looks like it could be at least 60% more transmissible, more infectious than the original Wuhan strain of the virus. And so that's really of concern. We know that a number of the transmission events in Sydney and in shopping malls took really very little contact. This was not 15 minutes people speaking face-to-face, but it was people who had transited past each other in, for example, a clothing store, at a movie house. So we have to take this virus very seriously. It can transmit very quickly, and we have to get on top of it in Sydney and keep it out of regional New South Wales so that we can return to the way of life that we were enjoying just a few weeks ago.
Do you think we will get on top of this quite quickly with the restrictions that the government has put into place until the 9th of July?
Look, what's quite clear is that our usual contact tracing, which is excellent in Sydney, was not able to bring this under control. And so the lockdown was absolutely critical. I'm hoping that we can get right on top of it by then. Clearly, I think that the Premier will be looking very closely at what happens to the numbers over the next week or so and then make a determination. But we've all got a role to play here in the Hunter Valley. And clearly we need to keep to those rules that have been prescribed to us, but which will make keep us safe. So the mask wearing, which is something that we don't take for granted, it's not something that we usually do. Now's the time to wear masks, definitely wear masks everywhere to make sure that we do not get infected or that if we are infected that we don't transmit it. It's just a wonderful additional measure. Everybody who's been sitting on the fence about vaccination, now's the time to put away that hesitancy and to make sure that you make a booking. We want to make sure that everybody that possibly can be protected is protected against the virus.
Exactly right. And of course, if you do feel like you have any symptoms, go and get tested. There are clinics open all over the place.
Absolutely. And we saw yesterday, Jess, a wonderful response at all of the testing sites. And we thank people for their patience because the queues were enormous. But people are doing the right thing again. Everybody's coming out. Anybody with a cold, symptoms, sniffles, sore chest, a shortness of breath, fever, making sure that they get tested just to make sure that we haven't had the virus inadvertently reintroduced from Sydney into the Hunter Valley.
The queues have been massive. I was hearing this morning that here at Muswellbrook Hospital, they had queues of 30 people before they even opened up the doors at 10:30. I mean, are we going to see more testing clinics, do you think? Perhaps they should open earlier than 10:30 also, as a side note.
Oh, listen, Jess, I think what happens, we obviously the public health service has certain capacity, but when the private see the demand again, they will swell their capability as well, which is very important. We don't want to have any obstacles to people getting their tests. The good news is that the laboratories are turning around those test results very quickly, generally within 24 hours.
Yes.
So it means that it's quite convenient. People need to get the test if they've got symptoms and then stay at home, make sure they isolate until they actually get their results to make sure that they haven't been infected.
Yeah, exactly. You can head to the New South Wales Health website for all the details on where you can get tested, the vaccination details, and of course the restrictions as well. Dr. Dave, as always, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Oh, my great pleasure.